And ladies and gentlemen, with great pleasure, here's Arthur Idala, or Double A as we say here, one of the truly great legal minds in the country.
I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live.
Happy birthday, Mom. Little Dean Martin for you from Alcatulo. And I hope Piscopo's not listening, because if he heard that bump in that they... that Crowley did, and have Matt talk about Arthur Idala as like a, hey, Piscopo not going to be happy, man. This is the Joe Piscopo Show. I'm the hairless wonder known as Arthur Idala. You know, Joe's the guy with the hair. I'm the guy without the hair. Joe Piscopo, thank you so much for letting me fill in your seat. Mr. Crowley, thank you for that little bump in. That was adorable. I'm definitely not one of the great legal minds. I strive to be a great son. I strive to be a great husband to Marianne Bertuna, probably more than any. I think I'm a great brother. I think my sister Lori would say that. And more than anything else, I strive to be a great father, because I have a great father, and I know how important that is. So Luca, everyone who knows anything about me for a minute knows that my 14-year-old son Luca is my spine. It's just the way Al's got Jack, I got Luca. And then God came along 10 years later and gave me the greatest gift, little Arthur Idala III, named after my grandfather, Arthur Idala. And let me tell you something now. You know, you're talking about closing schools.
Yeah.
I give so much credit to my son, Luca, 14 years old, because basically, with the exception, I want to say 6 days, he's been to school since March 15th.
Wow.
He's been on that gosh darn computer. Mm-hmm. And God bless him, man. He is so disciplined. He's sitting there, and you know, the other day he's at the house, and he's in his bedroom. And I open the door, and he's on the floor. And you know, for a second, I'm like, what? He's doing gym. He's got the laptop on the floor,
and he's doing push-ups.
He was actually doing like leg lifts or something like that. But I mean, first of all, I was terrified. I'm like, why is he on the
floor? Right,
right. And you know, God bless him for doing it.
I come home one day. Now my son loves the virtual learning. He misses his friends, but he does so much better with the virtual learning. I don't know what it is. I think just because he's in front of the computer and whatever the case may be. But his first marking periods came back, grades came back, 3 A's and a B. I'm a happy father. Listen, as long as you're
it's
doing
it, more
your
A's
job,
than I got in my whole legal career. I mean, my whole classic career.
But he also, two days or 3 days a week, he goes to the vocational tech where he's learning about coding video games and things of that nature. So he loves that too, and it's only a couple of days a week that he has to go, and it's 2 hours. My wife drives him, picks him up, whatever. So he enjoys it. But one day I came home because I wasn't fully aware of his school schedule, and he's walking around the house. And I'm like, why is he walking around the house? That's gym. Yeah. So he puts his headphones on. They watch him on his phone, and he walks for 40 minutes around the house. I'm like, that's gym? He's
that's
like,
rough.
Yeah. It's weird, but it works. I understand that a lot of parents want their kids in school, and I get it, and I think the science shows. See, this is, I think, what bothers me more than anything about what all these officials are saying. You have, they're screaming, the science, the science, the science, and I'm a big believer in science. I get it. But if you're telling me that the science and the numbers dictate one thing, then why are you going against that science? Where's the math, especially in New York City? If the transmission rate is so low in the schools, but the overall transmission rate in the city is a certain number, these kids should still be going to school.
Right. Well, like, you know, Al.
And Joe Borelli's going to be on to talk about that, because they're suing the school.
He's on in the last hour. The great Joe Borelli, the councilman, the future, I don't know, mayor, governor, something in the city of New York.
Maybe New Jersey.
New York.
Who knows?
Maybe New Jersey. Right. For those of you tuning in, I'm Arthur Idala, filling in for Joe Piscopo. We have an unbelievable show, and I'm not saying that for any other reason, because it's the truth. That is the truth. Eric Adams, the Brooklyn Borough President, is coming up in about 10 minutes. Then after that, Anthony Pope, the fantastic lawyer hailing from the great state of New Jersey. I have two doctors coming on, Dr. Chrissy Haynes and Lawrence Haynes. One's from Lenox Hill Hospital and one's from Immomity Hospital. For those of you who are starving for the political stuff that Joe Piscopo does so well, I'm sure we'll touch about it with Anthony Pope. And then in the also in the 8 o'clock hour, Geraldo Rivera is going to come on. And he spoke to the President of the United States one-on-one. The President called Geraldo at home. I believe it was a week ago today. They spoke for quite some time. And I think Geraldo is going to give us a little insight on that. We're going to have the great professor, one of my spectacular mentors, Alan Dershowitz, on in the 9 o'clock hour also to speak some election coverage. So we will be talking some politics, but that's really Piscopo's area. So I'm going to stick with New York, and I'm going to stick with what's affecting us in the day in and day out. And I want to throw a pile of bouquets of roses to Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's basically been a guy who's hasn't caused a lot of trouble in Hollywood. You don't really hear about him. I mean, he went through the vicious breakup with Angelina Jolie. But, you know, my guess is that's probably a high-maintenance individual, Miss Jolie. That's just a guess. Basically, what Brad did, I believe it was yesterday. It may have been the day before yesterday. But he spent the whole day, like an 8 or 9 hour day, feeding people who are in need of food in Los Angeles.
Wow.
And from all accounts, he really worked his tail off. Like, he wasn't just there, you know, just like glad-handing. He was carrying boxes. He was preparing sandwiches. He was handing out food. A lot of people didn't know who he was because he was wearing a mask and I believe a baseball cap, according to the photos. He schmoozed with everyone. He was totally down to earth. Apparently, he smoked cigarettes, so he took a couple of cigarette breaks with people. But, right. You know, those are the acts of people, you know, the haves versus the have-nots, let's face it. And he's a big have kind of guy.
Yep.
And for him to do that, that just means so much. And we should all strive to be that type of person. You know, the other night I was walking home, and there's a guy hovered over the hood of a car. And it's not far from my home. And I'm like, hey, man, what's up? And he's like, oh, the battery. And, you know, he asked me for some tools I didn't have. But, you know, Al, especially in first of all, we're coming into the Christmas season.
Right.
We're going through the roughest year, I would have to say, since 9/11, right?
Oh, yeah, easy.
And before 9/11, the first 9 months of that year was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's show a little love.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't want to get too deep into Joe Piscopo's territory, but I did say this when I was on the air with him, and Piscopo's a big love guy. I think had President Donald Trump, especially when he had the coronavirus, showed a little bit more love for those who have suffered the actual virus themselves or suffered the loss, I think things would be a lot closer than they are right now. I think sometimes as a leader, you need a hug. You know, and Piscopo does that in the show. I mean, he's always talking about love. And Jesus and all kinds of stuff. And I think that was the last piece of the puzzle that President Trump, look, he beats to his own drum, and Geraldo's going to talk about it in about an hour. But sometimes as a leader, you need love. And I will tell you, those first months, right, March and April, many of us here in New York were glued to that 11 o'clock Cuomo press conference.
Right.
And he almost always ended it with love. And as much as you want to talk, you know, he said, we're New York tough, we're New York strong, and whatever it was. And he always talked about love. And as much as you want to criticize him and people, you know, it's become very vogue to do. And as our last caller mentioned, those first 4 to 6 weeks, those press conferences for me anyway, I mean, so I was all alone. My family was away. I was all alone. So you were getting information and you were getting some leadership, and only history will be able to judge. Obviously, the nursing home situation was horrible.
And he's clearly on the hook for that.
And he's clearly on the hook. And you know, I know he hasn't fessed up to it, but I remember one morning watching that and Governor Cuomo saying, I am sure we're making mistakes right now, but we're doing the best that we can. Because they didn't know what was going on. Now, just right. So everyone knows, I believe it was the cover of yesterday's New York Times said that all of this hand-washing stuff, while it's okay, the stuff that was a total waste of time was cleaning every surface we touch. Because it seems now you cannot get the coronavirus from your countertop.
Right.
Or from the, it's all about the droplets. And we'll talk to Dr. Chrissy Haynes and Dr. Lawrence Haynes about it. But it seems about it's all about the droplets that come out of your mouth.
Right.
And that's why the masks are so important.
Right. And to be honest with you, I still, I mean, when I had my cancer 4 years ago, I still follow the same protocol, wiping everything down, every piece of surface, because, you know, regardless of whether you can get coronavirus or not, you can still get sick. If somebody has a cold or flu or whatever, you got to take care of yourself.
So
it's the simple things. It's the simple things that I think people don't seem to understand, where it's just the basic stuff. It's real simple. Listen, I get it. These masks are annoying. They're cumbersome.
I gave you a nice mask.
You did give me a beautiful mask.
It's a silky mask.
I like it.
I like it a lot. It'll be a lot less cumbersome.
But the point is, by wearing this, you are protecting not only yourself, but you're protecting others. And is that too much to ask at this time?
One of the questions I want to ask the doctors is, because I hear mixed things. I hear that when you wear the mask, you're really, you're protecting others more than you're protecting yourself. I don't know how that really makes sense, but they're saying, you know, because you're not transmitting it. But no, right. Al, you're talking about wiping everything down, et cetera, et cetera. A part of my wedding vows, people are going to think this is not true, but this is true. There were three things that were in my vows. One was that the master bathroom was going to be Marianne's and basically off limits to me. And we're in the fourth year in our home, and I think I've taken three showers in the master bathroom.
Isn't that always the case?
The other one was the toilet bowl seat always had to be down.
Mm-hmm.
But the last one was I had to take my shoes off when I came home.
Huh.
And Marianne keeps a very clean house.
Right.
Very clean house. Like if someone needs to perform an operation, you could always come to our living room and just do it there.
Because all right.
Basically,
good to know.
I'm going to jinx myself, but I'm going to do it for the sake of radio. I haven't been sick basically since we've been married.
Wow.
That's 4 years.
There you go.
I mean, that's a big, have I had a little sniffle here and there?
Sure.
But I mean, you know, where I've been knocked out.
Right.
No. After I tried the Harvey Weinstein case, there was one day where I got hit, and maybe you experienced it during your cancer treatment, where I got hit with a wave of exhaustion that I had to like I couldn't get out of bed. Like it was weird. I'm like, wow, I am just really tired. Like I got up and went to the bathroom. Like, I'm not doing anything except going back to bed. And it was a horrible feeling.
That happened Wednesday when we were done moving everything into this new house. And we didn't even do most of the moving. We hired movers for it. The both of us, we ended up at our local place to have food and drink. We got to my in-laws, and the two of us just looked at one another. At one point, I was trying to talk to my son. Nothing right was coming out of my mouth. I'm like, good night. I'm going to bed. And just, poop, passed out. You get that signal from your body that just says, You need to shut down.
It's time to shut down. Yeah. Well, you know what? I think, Al, we've done a really great job in the last hour and 20 minutes without a guest.
Still got a long way to go, don't
we? Well, I know, but now we got to get a lot of help. We got Anthony Pope coming up, Geraldo, Dershowitz. Now we, you know, what are we doing? A little Debbie action here? All right,
hi.
Deborah, take it away.
Okay. Good morning to you, Arthur. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Joe Sevilla and everybody. Let's take it out to the Gowanus. The outbound Gowanus slowing down, guys, getting down toward 38th Street. It's some ongoing construction with two lanes blocked. Eastbound Gowanus, heavy traffic up through the Prospect. Eastbound BQE, solid right by the Brooklyn Bridge. It's kind of busy for you on Union Turnpike by Parsons Boulevard. Looks like an accident investigation. Everything is closed here. Looks like three cars involved in that. Going over to the island on North Ocean Avenue by Sunrise Highway in toward that North Patchogue area. Watch for a collision. LIE West at Jericho Turnpike. They just cleaned up a crash there. Inbound GWB Lincoln and the Holland all very light this morning. The Garden State Parkway North at 145. A crash is on the shoulder and traffic is moving a little bit slowly on 78 East in Newark with an accident cleared. 1 and 9 southbound by Grand Ave and Rahway. A crash taking two lanes and on the Sawmill south by the Taconic. It's ongoing construction. Sunny today, high of 60. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event because this month they're saying thanks to their pros in a big way. Now through 11/25, they have deals on brands like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. They also have events you won't want to miss. Lowe's, the new home for pros.
Joe Piscopo for Balance of Nature. I keep telling you about Balance of Nature. I take it every single day. Balance of Nature, for me, builds up my immune system. It will do the same for you, I think. You know, it gives you a strong immune system and the best defense against colds, anxiety, stress, flu, virus is your own strong immune system. How you can do that? Fruits and vegetables. Well, you're not going to eat enough fruits and vegetables, so you know what you're going to do? You're going to take 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables in Balance of Nature, just like that. And Balance of Nature is now offering you free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. And you can have your own personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family at no additional cost. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
You'll be able to book a trip to Europe for the future without worrying about paying a penalty to change it. Both United and American Airlines are scrapping change fees for long-haul international flights. They're hoping to attract people to plan a future trip. Both airlines are seeing a decline in bookings because of the recent spike in COVID-19 cases. Airbus and Boeing are expected to develop hybrid electric engines for airplanes. Airbus has already started work on the new technology. The prediction comes from Air Lease, a company that leases jets. Cineworld, the owner of Regal Cinemas, is in talks for a rescue package to get through pandemic shutdowns. The Wall Street Journal says Cineworld is working on financing so it can avoid filing for protection from creditors. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC-insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
I'm Valerie Smaldone. Join me Sunday at 2 for Bagels and Broadway. This Sunday, some ideas on how to enjoy the holiday in our new pandemic world. Meet the founder of Artist Sunday, a day dedicated to purchasing gifts from professional artists. Tony winner Debbie Gravitt with the Toast to Broadway show presented next weekend. Theater producer Carol Ostro, who has a book of poetry out about these times. And acclaimed floral designer and small business expert Nick Fatos on some great design ideas for Thanksgiving. Sunday at 2.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
One of the nation's most historic programs.
Tiptoeing down the right sideline, flips over, into the end zone, touchdown Army!
Let's go!
This is America's team.
Navarre Bordeaux with a game-ending interception.
Army plays here on your home for Black Knights football.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 11:30 as the Black Knights host the Georgia Southern Eagles on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe Piscopo for Connors and Sullivan. Mike is the man. He helped me with a will, with a trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, estate plan. All at once, I sat down with Mike. I'm telling you, it's so quickly Mike helped me out. Now, with me, what I got going on in my life, if Mike Connors can help me, just think of what he could do for you, my friend. You know, the goal of Connors and Sullivan's attorney, seriously, is always the protection of your rights and interests, right? They've been helping people like you and me plan their estates, protect their families for 40 years. Now, Mike can give you a free, comprehensive telephone consultation to see how he can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning, please, is not planning at all. Don't put it off. Call Connors and Sullivan today to schedule a free telephone consultation with Mike Connors himself. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Due to the game, you can hear Jay Sekulow live today at 4 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Great Al Gattulo. All right, it's uplifting music. And we got some uplifting breaking news. Midnight Oil.
That's right.
Midnight Oil. We got some uplifting breaking news before we go to a very, very special guest. This just broke on the Wall Street Journal. Pfizer to seek authorization of COVID-19 vaccine Friday. It is unclear how long it will take the FDA to issue the decision. The timing of application suggests the shot is on track for distribution in December. And Mr. Geraldo Rivera, who I had dinner with two nights ago, said he expects to get a shot in the arm in the next couple of weeks. So that in the next couple of weeks is December. So that's good news. That's really, really good news. And look, I have said for quite some time right now that for me, Arthur Idala, more important than the race for president is the race for the mayor of the city of New York. I think, and I know, I don't think, I know, the mayor affects my life, my family's life, those I care about, much more so than the president. And as Al Gattulo and I were speaking earlier, we said, you know, what do people want anywhere they live? They want safety, number one, and they want they want transportation to get to and from where they have to go. They want clean streets, and you want some really decent education. And the next guest we're going to have on, I'm going to tell you real quick the intro. Once again, those of you listening, I'm Arthur Idala filling in for Joe Piscopo, and I'm a lawyer. And over a decade ago, maybe it's 12 years ago, I got a call from a young woman who told me her sister was in big trouble because the sister had just killed her father. And she had killed her father because her father had been sexually molesting her from when she was 3 years old until she was 18 years old. And now my client, Bridget Harris, was watching her dad about to prey on her niece, who was 5 years old. And after Bridget had talked to her mother about it, nothing happened, talked to her clergy person and nothing happened, talked to the police and nothing happened, she felt the only way she could protect her five-year-old niece was to take matters in her own hands. Things got out of control. He wasn't supposed to die. That was not supposed to happen, but he did. And I took on the case to represent her pro bono, which means doesn't just mean for free. It also means you're taking money out of your own pocket to pay for all kinds of things. And I wound up helping her, and it was definitely one of the top two or three highlights of my career in terms of great things I've done for another human being. In the middle of that, the case got a lot of publicity. I got a call from nowhere from a state senator by the name of Eric Adams, who I didn't know. And he said, hey, man, I see what you're doing, and you got to let me know how I could help, because this is a person who needs some help, and I'm a public servant, and I want to help. And Eric and I just developed a friendship. You know, I want to blow it out of proportion. He's not coming over to my house for Christmas Eve dinner this year, although it's all fish, even though he's more of a plant-based guy, but maybe he'll give it up. He announced for mayor of the city of New York just a few hours ago. I mean, maybe 72 hours ago, but we'll make it a breaking news story here on AM 97, The Answer. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the Brooklyn Borough President and the next mayor of the city of New York, Eric Adams.
My brother, how are you doing, Arthur? Good to hear from you. And
listen, Eric, you know why I feel like a little bit of a heel is because I reached out to you through our mutual friend, Nicolette Darakis, and who's my sister's next-door neighbor. And when I went to my sister's house last night to celebrate my mom's 80th birthday, my sister and brother-in-law told me that Nick and his wife had a baby yesterday. So he's in the delivery room kicking out a kid, and I'm texting him for your number to get you on a radio show today. And look at this. He came through. So thank you, Mr. Leftarakis, and congratulations on your – I think it's your fourth child. So good for you, Nick.
Good people. Good, you know, just some real good people. And that is at the theme. If I could just say, Arthur, two things you said I want to point out. Number one, that story, that impactful, powerful story. And I hear it over and over again. People stop me on the street and they share with me their Eric Adams story. They talk about, I recall you sitting in the hospital with my family after you got off duty when we were robbed and assaulted. I recall not having money to pay my mortgage, and you showed up the next day after making a collection in your precinct. Or I recall you delivering groceries to our home when we lost our job. 35 uninterrupted years of loving the people of this city.
And you have an, Eric, let me just interrupt you, because a lot of people, of the hundreds of thousands of people who are listening today in New York City, maybe people don't know, you were a New York City police officer for 20 years, and that's after you suffered some rough times at the hands of the police. So, you know, things weren't so great for you when you were young, and some interactions with the NYPD weren't great. And what'd you do? You didn't cry about it. You went and became a cop. You started the organization within the police department to make sure they were to limit and address police brutality. And I mean, and you've been serving the community after being a police officer. You could have retired on that nice pension and done something to make yourself some money. And instead, you went out and you continued serving the public. Eric, I want to ask you, you're going to get sworn in January of 2022. We don't know what the future holds. But it doesn't look like it's you're going to get handed some big, beautiful budget with a big surplus in it, and everything's going to be hunky-dory. So what is Eric Adams going to do, unlike the other eight people, I believe, who are running, maybe seven, who are running for mayor? Tell the folks, why should Eric be the mayor of the city of New York?
And Arthur, when I became a police officer, we were not handed a city that was safe and clean. We were handed a different city. We were handed a city that was full of crime. Graffiti was everywhere. 2,000 homicides a year, 98,000 robberies a year. This was a difficult time. People threw up their hands. They had Benzy boxes because they didn't believe they could leave their radios in their cars. No radio signs because they got tired of the glass being destroyed as people rummage through it. And so I'm used to inheriting bad things and turning them into good things. And this city is a good place. I was part of the small team of police officers special assignment that created one of the first of its kind data use of identifying crime patterns so we can go from being reactive to proactive to finally predictive, and we saw crime turn around in the city, and we became one of the safest big cities in America. I'm running because I love New York. Like you said, it hasn't always been easy. You know, as a child, I recall taking a garbage bag full of clothing to school because we thought we were going to be thrown out, but my mom persevered, like I'm sure your mom and your dad and so many other moms and dads. And I went on. I am not a fancy candidate. You know, I didn't go to Harvard and Yale. In fact, as a child, I went to jail. But I went to CUNY, 14 years.
Hey, I'm a CUNY graduate. I'm a CUNY graduate, baby. CUNY in the house.
You know, 14 years, I went at night. I paid my way I worked during the day and went at night, studied, became a sergeant, a lieutenant, and then finally a captain. And so I know the people of this city. I don't have to do listening tours. I dedicated my life to help people who are living the life that I live. And I believe we can turn the city around. And one of the primary things I'm going to share with New Yorkers throughout my entire campaign, our city is dysfunctional. The inefficiencies are leading to inequalities and injustice. We are made up of the accumulation of agencies. And if those agencies are not doing their job, I don't care how much money you spend, I don't care how much tax dollars we have, you're going to continue to see agencies be crises for other agencies. And that is what I'm going to show the city, the way we showed it in the police department, how to run a city in an effective way. We have enough money in the city. This is not about dollars and cents. But trust me, this is about common sense.
Now, Eric, I'm a small business owner, right? I have a small law firm, as our friend Nick Eleftherakis is. You are so correct when you talk about efficiency. And, you know, one of the things is when you were a cop, I was in the DA's office. And let's face it, one of the big, big crime strategies that changed this whole city around was the CompStat system, which was basically taking computers and saying, okay, the crime is in this exact location, not only on this neighborhood, this precinct, this block, but this building, and they were able to target it. Eric, if you have the wherewithal to do that in all the different other agencies, or at least the top three or four, this city will be in a much better place. I only got like a minute or so left, Eric. I just want to tell people why I'm so fired up about you. Because you have your fingers on the pulse of the people, because you're not a hoity-toity guy, because you walk the streets. And in case anyone doesn't know, Eric Adams is of Sicilian heritage, very very south of Sicily. He's a proud African-American man. And let's face it, in the city of New York right now, to become the mayor of the city of New York, you have to have strong ties to the African-American community, which I know you do. Brooklyn is the biggest borough. You've been a spectacular Brooklyn borough president. And I just know the people who are around you. And those of us who know you have the integrity and the work ethic. Let's face it. Look at the work ethic. You used to be a fat guy. Now you're a skinny guy. That ain't an easy thing to do, right?
and you're right, Arthur, about those certain agencies. We're going to go after the Department of Education and educate our children in a real way so they don't end up incarcerated instead. We're going to go after health and hospital. We're going to go after the Department of Sanitation. You see the graffiti popping up everywhere in our yep. city, and our streets are filthy. So all taxpayers are saying, hey, can we just turn the darn lights on? Can we just run our city like we run our houses every day? And so I believe it's just ready to rise up.
Eric, you're 100% right. Before I cut you off, let me just give me your website so people can read more about you.
They can go right to Eric Adams 2021. Eric Adams 2021. And the information is there. Thank you for having me and allowing me to come on.
Nah, the privilege is all mine, Eric. When Joseph Billy, our producer, said you were coming on this morning, I was thrilled. Thank you so much, and we're all rooting for you. Do a great job and keep serving the borough of Brooklyn, baby. Brooklyn in the house.
Take care.
Thanks, Eric. All right, folks, now the news with Al Gattulo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
45 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A bill circulating through the city council would give New Yorkers cash for reporting drivers who park their cars illegally. City Councilman Stephen Levin says his bill would turn neighbors into snitches, rewarding them with a cut of the traffic ticket if they turn in drivers who park in bike lanes, bus lanes, sidewalks, and in crosswalks. The bill would also raise the cost of a parking ticket from the current $115 to $175 the city already pays New Yorkers who rat out drivers in idling vehicles. New Jersey lawmakers advancing legislation for its recreational marijuana industry, but still need to figure out some details. After making some changes, the Assembly Appropriations Committee and the Senate Budget Committee passed a bill yesterday, but the Democrat-led chamber still has to sort the specifics ahead of a vote. One major adjustment to the bill was for suppliers to pay an excise tax, which advocates say should go towards communities impacted by the war on drugs. Ever since voters agreed to legalize recreational marijuana for people 21 and older, lawmakers have begun negotiating how to build the industry. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Let's see what's happening. As you take a ride to the Hudson River crossings, inbound GWB, Lincoln, and the Holland all moving pretty smoothly. Watch for slowdowns on the westbound BQE down by the LIE with a disabled vehicle. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down up through the Prospect at Jackie Robinson westbound at Metropolitan Avenue. That's an unauthorized truck over there. Union Turnpike is still closed by Parsons Boulevard. Accident investigation that would involve three cars overnight. Crews are still at the scene. It's kind of busy on 15 south at Route 80 in Wharton, getting reports of an accident right on that ramp. And the Garden State Parkway northbound at 109, it's an accident off on the shoulder. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on 1 and 9 southbound down through Rahway. Right by Grand Avenue, it looks like an accident with a truck into a pole, and crews are still at the scene, so watch for some delays. Sunny today, high of 60. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Get your weekend started with the Cuse as the Orange visit Louisville tonight. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Adam Terry and me for the call of all the action, beginning with pregame at 6 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University football.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
I wanted to tell you about Relief Factor. Pete and Seth Talbot, father-son owners. They're my buddies. I'm going to be with them next week. And I love that they came up with a three-week quick start for $19.95. That is just to see if we can get you out of pain. You're not sure about it? That's what I did. I've been talking to Pete and Seth for years, and they said, Joe, let's do the three-week quick start. Pete comes up with this concept. Al starts it. Debbie starts it. Boom. I'm out of pain in 5 days. 5 days on that knee pain that would not go away if you got neck, shoulder, back, hip, knee pain. You know, it's only about $1 a day, and they don't even make money on that. That's what I love about Pete and Seth. They don't. They don't make money. They don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after you keep ordering it. And people keep ordering Relief Factor. You know why? Because it works. And Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help you, to help as many people as they can deal with their pain. It's in their, I'm telling you, it's in their DNA. They love helping people. They talk to individual folks like you and I, you know, to see what we can, how we can get you out of pain. That's how Pete started the 3 week quick start, to see if we can get you out of pain. We think we can. The 3 week quick start, $19.95 from Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com. Here is the number, 800-500-8384.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Today's military trivia question is sponsored by Gold Star family-owned and veteran-operated Feltman's of Coney Island, the original since 1867 and all-natural hot dog.
That's right. We're celebrating those who served in the military this entire month of November with trivia and daily prizes all week. If you're the first correct caller to our military trivia at 877-970-2999, you'll win a Feltman's of Coney Island holiday hot dog bundle. It features their critically acclaimed all-natural hot dogs, Feltman's own deli-style mustard, Martin's potato buns, and a Feltman's knit beanie. Now, if you have won a prize from AM 970, The Answer, in the last 30 days, you are not eligible to win. Here is today's military trivia question. The Marines' first land battle on foreign soil was where? The Marines' first land battle on foreign soil was where? If you think you know the answer, be the first correct caller at 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. You'll win a Feltman's of Coney Island holiday hot dog bundle featuring their critically acclaimed all-natural hot dogs, Feltman's own deli-style mustard, Martin's potato buns, and a Feltman's knit beanie. Thanks for playing, and good luck.
Wow. I don't know the answer to that, so don't text Arthur Idala and asking, where were the Marines' first battle? But I'm looking forward to hearing the answer, but not as forward as I am. It's so funny, because yesterday when I put together a little list of who I wanted on the show and who I was going to call and ask, one of the names was Anthony Pope. And when I spoke to Joe Sebelia about who we were going to be on with, before I could even get it out, he said, you want to have Anthony Pope on? I was like, he's on my list. So a lawyer who I've met through the Joe Piscopo show, I knew of him because he's really a great lawyer. And I wouldn't say that if it wasn't true. I would be like, oh, he's a good guy. He's an Italian guy. But he's a great lawyer. If you speak with him, and I've only spoken to him about a couple of cases, but it doesn't take much to see that he's got a brain that's on another level. And he also has the good looks, for those of you who don't know what he looks like, to stand in front of a jury and use that brain and that charm and those good looks to basically get the jurors or the judge to give him whatever he wants. How's that sound, Anthony? Did I do a good job?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Keep going, Arthur.
20. You owe me 20 bucks. Listen, Anthony, I need a little cover because I think I'm probably in trouble with Piscopo. I've bragged about Andrew Cuomo. I've bragged about Brad Pitt. Okay. I had a Democratic guy, a Democratic candidate for mayor of the city of New York on Joe's show. I mean, you know, it's not exactly what Piscopo would normally do, but, you know, Joe said to me, be myself. So with all due respect to Joe Piscopo, I'm being myself. So, Anthony, if I need representation, you going to step up for me or what?
I'm there for you, pal. I'm there.
What's going on? Tell me what you're up to.
Everything's good. Just working, just trying to get through the COVID situation like everybody else.
You know? How have you handled your law firm regarding that and people coming
in? The very beginning, of course, everybody pretty much stayed home, and I went in for a couple hours here or there. The building was basically empty, so I was safe in that regard. And, you know, in the first part, I mean, I was the last trial to work in New Jersey in Hudson County. We settled it on March 16th. We started the trial in February. And then finally we settled it. And we were the only ones left in New Jersey that actually had a trial. And the Chief Justice allowed us to continue till the end. But fortunately, we had a couple, maybe another week or so to go, but we resolved it on the 16th of March. So since then, I've been in court four or five times recently. And, you know, with a mask on, trying to argue it, you know what that's like. But it is what it is. So I just went in stages. Initially, it was just me and my staff would work at home. And I would see clients. I have a pretty big conference room, so they would stay on one end. I would stay on the other end with masks and have somebody come in and sanitize it. And, you know, then you get
Are you doing anything differently now that the spike is kind of hit?
No, we're pretty much back other than the courts. You know, we started opening them up in Jersey, and, you know, I practice in New York as well. But basically most of the time it's in federal court. But in New Jersey, we started opening back up. We had one trial in Bergen County, one in Middlesex. And they came to the conclusion, but then the Chief Justice in New Jersey shut the courts down again. Just basically shut the courts down, but just suspended all trials, criminal and civil, until further notice. So you know what that does. It just backlogs everything. And look, those things that you could do on Zoom, what it did do is open up the opportunity for when all this ends and hopefully we get back to some sense of normalcy. To do Zooms on things that you don't have to go to court for, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that saves a lot of time, right?
It does. It really does. I mean, I can get the same amount of work done 2 hours less if I don't have to travel during the day, and I don't travel every single day, but when you do, you know what it's like, and you got to just park, and you got to walk into the court. And
you got to wait online. I mean, the thing about the Zoom is, you know, you're sitting at your desk waiting, so you're doing work while you're there. Okay, yeah. Mr. Idala, you're next. And, I mean, I'm going to, Anthony, I will make a confession. I appeared in court for the first time ever in jeans yesterday. You know, I grew up with my father. You know, I had to wear a suit and a tie on every single day of the week. But I had a suit on. Well, I thought it was a conference call. And 2 minutes before, it was 9:58, my partner Imran goes, no, Artie. He goes, it's a video call. I'm like, holy cow. So I grabbed the shirt that I had on the night before. I threw it on. I threw on a tie and my suit jacket from the night before. And I'm wearing jeans and sneakers, but that was not visible, Mom. Don't worry. And the judge didn't see that your son was wearing jeans.
Yeah, that's what I've done, the same thing. Just put the shirt and tie on with a sweater or something, and, you know, you want to be respectful to the court.
Absolutely.
I've been on Zooms with some lawyers. They look a mess, you know.
Yeah, I'm not down with that.
I'm not about that. I'll put the suit and tie, the shirt and tie on. It's a matter of respect.
It's the way we grew up. And are we allowed to talk a little bit about what's going on in the courts with the election?
Yeah, sure. Sure,
As you and I both know, right, every time a lawyer walks into – not every time, but most times when we walk into court, especially guys like you and I who have a significant ego, you know, we think we're going to win, right? So now you got Giuliani on one side with Sidney Powell, and obviously they think they're going to win. And then every state, they have different opponents. You know, how do you see this playing out?
So far, I have not really seen anything. They're telling me that there's evidence, and they're articulating it, but I don't know of any real substance to it. I don't doubt for a second that there were irregularities, there were functional problems. We've never experienced this before, because when did we ever have a presidential vote that most of it or a good portion of it was done by mail? So you have to expect that there were going to be problems with it, and I think the president made that clear from the very beginning. Obviously, his point is much more than irregularities. His point is that it's intentional and it's corruption and they're trying to steal the election. Listen, I listened to one side, and it sounds like, well, if that's true and you could prove that, then you probably have an argument. Somebody's going to stand up and pay attention to what you're saying. But I haven't seen anything really from my perspective that suggests to me that this is going to change. Now, maybe there's a couple smoking guns out there, and I know some other people have come forward with it, but I think it's a heavy lift. It's a heavy lift for the for the president's team, and I'm not sure really where it's going, Arthur. I just don't see any substantial evidence.
I'm glad you said it's a heavy lift, so you'll get in trouble with Piscopo, not me. Yeah, I know. I mean, it definitely seems like a lot of the doors are closing. You know, there's been many cases that you know they've been denied access to the court, or they've lost in the court. So, and as you know, the United States Supreme Court is not going to come riding in on a white horse and just figure out a way to say this.
Well, no, I mean, I think the public has to realize. I mean, you know, Gore Bush, that was one county in one state, 560 votes. I mean, that was a whole different dynamic.
Yes,
this is so widespread. But on the other hand, I'm not opposed to it, because the ultimate authority
it should play out.
Is the vote.
Right. It should play out, and Rudy should keep doing what he's doing.
Absolutely. Let's get to the bottom of it, because we don't want that to happen in the future. And if it turns out that it's more widespread, and that it really certain, if one state falls or another state falls, well, then you got to really take a closer look at it. But he's got to run the table, the president, before this would have any effect on the election.
Not the easiest thing to do. All right, Anthony, I got to go, but I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I want you to stay healthy and, most importantly, stay handsome.
Well, thank you, pal. Same to you and your family. And Al, give Al my best.
All right. Be well. Thanks, bye-bye. Anthony. From one great person to another, from Anthony Pope to Debbie Duhaime. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Arthur. Thank you so very much. Good morning to Arthur. Good morning, Anthony Pope. Good morning, Al, Joe Sebelia, and everybody. Let's see what's happening, guys. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Traffic is moving slowly as you take a ride to the BQE westbound right by the LIE. I see a stalled vehicle over there. Union Turnpike is still closed to Parsons Boulevard. Accident investigation going on. And 109 southbound at Grand Avenue in Rahway. It's an accident with a truck into a pole. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to weigh on us. While we all feel helpless, remember there is much we can do to protect ourselves, our family and friends, all of us. Simply get in the habit of wearing a mask and maintain 6 feet of space between yourself and others in public. Wash your hands often and stay home if you feel sick. It takes all of us to combat COVID-19. Go to cdcfoundation.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Each week, I delve into the minds of some of the most inspirational and influential people in the world. From health and wellness to professional development to personal well-being, changemakers join me to provide the tools needed for personal and professional growth, improved health and well-being, and self-empowerment. Conversations with Joan connects the dots between mind, body, soul, and spirit. Start your week on a positive note. Tune in to Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, you can listen to it across all major podcast networks. To learn more about Conversations with Joan or the Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life brand, visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. My friends over at Route 22 Toyota want me to remind you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, get over to the state-of-the-art service facility in Hillside, New Jersey, please. Alex Kinsella has the entire team staying safe, wearing masks, socially distancing, fogging vehicles with every single service to make sure they're disinfected. At Route 22 Toyota, they always get it right. They're doing their part to stay safe. Plus, right now, Route 22 Toyota is offering qualified buyers more reasons than ever to get into a new Toyota, like 0% APR. Are financing up to 5 years and zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. Call 855-621-9949 for details and make sure to tell them Joe sent you. 855-621-9949 to schedule a test drive, and Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. Now that is the smart way to buy. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Al Gattulo sitting here with Arthur Idella as we're at 5 minutes to the 8 o'clock hour. We got some weather going on out there, actually some warmer weather. Isaac Longley is joining us from the weather desk. Isaac, how's it going there today?
It's going pretty well, and weather-wise, we're doing great today. We have high pressure setting up over the area, and that's going to lead to mostly sunny skies, mild conditions, especially for this time of year. We have a high of 61 today, so certainly a great day to get outside and enjoy the beautiful weather. And that beautiful weather continues into tomorrow as well, all thanks to high pressure. Sunny to partly cloudy skies tomorrow, another mild day with a high of 61. But heading into Sunday, we do have a storm system developing, and that's going to lead to mostly cloudy skies and not quite as warm on Sunday. A stray shower can't be ruled out in a few spots. We have a high of 49.
All right, sounds good. And Thanksgiving week looking halfway decent, huh?
Yeah, for the most part, especially during the beginning of the week, we have high pressure moving back in for Monday and Tuesday. And even into Wednesday, especially the first half of Wednesday, it looks like we're going to see dry and mostly sunny conditions. However, heading into the latter half of Wednesday and especially Thanksgiving Day, we do have a storm system developing across the Mid-Atlantic and tracking into the Northeast, and that may bring some rain to the region.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Isaac. Isaac Longley, we'll talk to him next hour and get a little update on the weather.
We don't want rain on Thanksgiving, only because there are a lot of people who are doing the outdoor distancing.
Right.
They're visiting their family. I know friends of mine, we're going to go. Actually, Joe Barata, my partner, his dad and mom, are in Jersey. They said, yeah, we're going to go for an hour, and we're going to sit in the backyard. So we don't want rain. People are being safe. My other partner, Imran Ansari, he called me yesterday. He said, listen, bro, if it's okay with you, I'm going to stay home Friday. I'm going to get a COVID test on Saturday. I'm going to stay home Monday, Tuesday. I'm going to get a COVID test on Tuesday, and then I'm going to go see my parents and eat dinner with them for the first time indoors.
Wow.
Since March. I was like, dude, do what you got to do.
Right.
These are very interesting times, but we want everyone to stay safe. I am very happy to report that Pfizer is asking the FDA for immediate approval of the vaccine. So hopefully we'll be healthy real soon. We'll be back for a fantastic hour number 8.